discussing Surah Muhammad, which is the 47th Surah of the Noble Quran. In the opening verses of the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a unique manner begins by announcing the concept of jihad and what it entails. It then goes on to mention how to deal with the polytheists, the kuffar, when the Muslims and the kuffar meet. This has to be done so that the polytheists possess no authority and strength. The surah then goes on to call on the believers to imprison them after killing and injuring many of them. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you face the unbelievers in war, then what should be done at that time? And the verse number 4 states, فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا When you face the unbelievers in war, فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ Strike the necks. حَتَّى إِذَا خَنْتُمُوهُمْ فَشُدُّوا الْوَثَاقَ And till when you have killed many of them, then tie the captives firmly. فَإِمَّا مَنَّمْ بَعْدُ وَإِمَّا فِدَاءً حَتَّى تَضَعَ الْحَرُبُ أَوْزَارَهَا Then either you set them free or take ransom from them until the war lies down its weapons. ذَلِكَ وَلَوْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ لَنْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ And this is, if Allah wills, He could extract retribution from them. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ But He wants to test you by means of one another. وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَيُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ And those who are killed in the path of Allah, never will Allah let their deeds go to waste. So these are various aspects with regards to jihad that has been outlined. What we need to understand is simply the system or the wisdom behind the order of jihad, that the system of engagement coming into frank confrontation with the enemy, this is that Allah has the power to destroy the unbelievers by some divine punishment, as He destroyed the Ad and the Thamud. However, Allah has promulgated jihad in order to test His servants. He sees how many Muslims are there who are prepared to sacrifice their lives in His name, and how many unbelievers are there who come to their senses by the operations and who take benefit from the respite that Allah has granted them, that has been given to them. So that is the purpose. سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُسْلِحُ بَالَهُمْ He will show them the way and set right their state, meaning those who are martyred in the cause of Allah, even though they may not appear to have attained victory in this world, they are the ones who have really triumphed. Allah will not waste their efforts. Rather, they will eventually be rewarded for their efforts, and Allah will show them the path towards paradise, and He will set right their condition in all the different stages and phases in the year after. وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ And Allah will enter them into paradise, which He has made known to them. Those that have been martyred in jihad, they shall be admitted into paradise, regarding which they had heard from the Anbiya, regarding which they had learned through their correct perception. Upon reaching there, each dweller of paradise will automatically identify his abode. His heart will be attracted towards the place in which he has to live. This arrafa alahum, which was made known to them, paradise will have a certain scent and the perfumes of it that will draw the people. They will know that. Allah then instructs man, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in tansurullah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. O believers, if you help Allah, He will help you and make your feet steadfast. If you help Allah's religion and help the messenger of Allah, then Allah will assist you in all that you need assistance in. Now, we need to understand that when you engage in jihad, your feet, you may think that you will slip or you will stagger, but when you engage in jihad, then with the help of Allah, you'll remain steadfast. And when you remain steadfast, that will help you to be steadfast in the obedience of Allah. And as a result, you'll remain steadfast on the Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. And as we indicated, that Allah, if He willed, He could have turned the unbelievers into Muslims on His own. However, Allah does not want this. He wants to test everyone. And it's therefore our duty to make the endeavor. Well, Allah has taken it upon Himself to help us, to assist us, and to make the matter easy for us. that in tansurullah yansurkum, that if you help and put yourself forward for the sake of Allah, Allah will certainly make it easy for you.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسَلَّهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
And as for those who are unbelievers, they have fallen headlong, and Allah makes their deeds go to waste. Just as Allah sets firm the feet of the believers, conversely, causes the unbelievers to fall headlong. And just as the believers are helped by Allah, conversely, the deeds of the unbelievers are destroyed. They are totally destroyed.
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
This is because they did not like what Allah sent down, so He made their deeds go in vain. Since they disliked the words of Allah, that why should Allah like their deeds? And if Allah dislikes something, it is bound by destruction. Allah says,
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا.
That do you not travel on the land and see the end result of those who were before them, how Allah had destroyed them.
دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ.
Allah utterly destroyed them. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا. And the unbelievers continually experience the like thereof. That look at the plight of the unbelievers. We are the Ad, the Thamud, the people of Fir'aun, the people of Lut. They were all destroyed. And the long and the short of it,
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ.
This is because Allah is the protector of those who are believers, and the unbelievers have no protector. That Allah is the protector of the righteous believers. Allah comes to the assistance at the appropriate time. The unbelievers, they do not have any protector who can come to the assistance. During the battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan, who had not yet embraced, he said, لَنَا عُزَّ وَلَا عُزَّ لَكُمْ. We have the idol Uzza, while the Muslims have no Uzza. And upon that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, asked the Sahaba to say, Allahu Mawlana wala Mawla lakum. Allahu Mawlana wala Mawla lakum. Allah is our protector and you have no protector. This word Mawla or Mawlana, this has various meanings, and one of it is protector. One means master. It is used in our context as someone who is learned, who has graduated from the certain types of institutes. So there are various meanings. It's also used for a freed slave or the one who frees a slave. So these are the various meanings of that. And in the context where it's attributed to Allah, it is the protector, it is the guardian. Allah is our guardian undoubtedly. May Allah grant us His protection.